You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Eastern Antarctica saw an unprecedented heat wave, shocking scientists in the process. The area went 40 degrees Celsius above what is normal, from between minus 46 and minus 51 degrees to between minus 18 and minus 12 degrees. While this is still below freezing and does not pose any risk of melting the iceberg, it sets a terrifying precedent for what's to come in the future. To learn more, I spoke with Tim Naish, a lead climate scientist and Antarctic researcher at Victoria University of Wellington, about what the heatwave means for the future of Antarctica. Could you quickly run over what happened in Antarctica this week?
Yeah, so we've seen in the news over the last couple of days that weather stations, particularly in East Antarctica, have been recording a phenomenal warming, in fact quite unprecedented, up to 40 degrees of warming just within several days. Now you have to put that into context. Usually the temperature is about minus 60 degrees Celsius where these measurements are being taken, and now the temperature is as warm as minus 20 degrees Celsius. So it's still cold. It's below freezing, too cold to melt ice. But to see that magnitude of warming just in a few days is really very, it's got everyone asking questions. And if that level of warming had happened in other parts of Antarctica, it would have melted ice.
Before this, what was considered the normal parameters for the Antarctic climate?
Oh, that's a big question. I mean, Antarctica is slightly unusual compared to, say, the Arctic, the North Pole. We've seen many news articles about how quickly it's warming up there and how the sea ice is now shrinking, and that, you can get ships through the Arctic Ocean where you never could before. So we've seen dramatic warming in the Arctic as a consequence of global warming, but the Antarctic has stayed quite cool. And the reason for that is that it is a ice sheet sitting on a continent, Antarctica, but it's completely surrounded in ocean. And that ocean is very deep and very cold and takes up a lot of heat and essentially insulates Antarctica from the rest of the world. However, having said that, we're now starting to see signs in Antarctica that it is responding to climate change and, in fact, could have a major effect on sea level rise. So right now, the West Antarctic ice sheet, which is the smaller, most unstable ice sheet, is melting at an accelerating rate and contributing significantly to sea level rise. And from a future point of view of adapting and managing sea level rise, one of the big questions scientists are focused on is how quickly will the Antarctic ice sheet melt, and how quickly will sea level rise affect the coastline of countries like our own. And of course, when we see these dramatic warmings and these so-called atmospheric rivers of warm, moist air coming over Antarctica, we start to worry about, wow, is the change beginning to happen now?
How directly was this heatwave influenced by the climate crisis?
We're always a bit careful not to attribute one single event to global warming, but there's absolutely no question that we're seeing increased frequency of droughts, wildfires, and these warm events, rainfall events. And they are all happening on a background of a warming climate because of the greenhouse gases we're putting in the atmosphere because of the climate crisis. So my colleague, who is an expert on the Antarctic atmosphere at Victoria University, Kyle Clem, says that this is 100% attributed to global warming and we should expect to see more of these type events in the future.
Since this heatwave, how have scientists' perceptions been changed of what the Antarctica is capable of in terms of climate?
Well, I mean, I think it was a shock to most scientists to see that degree of warming and this phenomenon of atmospheric rivers. So So these atmospheric rivers are really warm, moist, even subtropical air that is channeled down onto Antarctica. And to see these over East Antarctica at such a low latitude, sorry, high latitude, you know, the South Pole, is quite concerning. You may remember in New Zealand we've been having this summer some very warm, humid, moist air brought down from the tropics, particularly in January. So that's the sort of concept, is that you get these rivers of warm, moist air from the tropics that are being channeled because of blocking high-pressure systems, and that's exactly what's happened in Antarctica. So to see warm, moist air from the tropics or the subtropics over the Antarctic ice sheet, I think has put much of the scientific community on notice.
And do you think that these sorts of incredibly high, relatively high temperatures for Antarctica will become the new normal?
Well, yes, all the models show this. So even for the current level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is over 400 parts per million in the atmosphere right now, even if we stabilize the climate at 2 degrees of global warming, which is the goal of the Paris Climate Agreement, we are going to see Antarctic warming. We're going to see some loss of the sea ice and the land ice, and it contribute to sea level rise. There is a bit of hope in this. Some of the science, and this is another one of our colleagues at Victoria University, Professor Nick Gollidge, he has a model that's a world-leading ice sheet model that shows if you keep global warming below 2 degrees, which is the aim of the Paris target, and nearer 1.5, which is the aspirational goal, you have the potential of saving the Antarctic ice sheet from major meltdown. So it's still really worth fighting for. 2 degrees is not a made-up number. It's a number that prevents dangerous climate change. And one of the aspects of 2 degrees is you can save the Antarctic ice sheet and possibly the Greenland ice sheet from meltdown. You'll get some sea level rise, but you won't get nearly as much. And so 2 degrees may be a tipping point, and you go above it and you can't stop major melting of the polar ice sheet. So it sounds scary, but that's a reason to keep pushing as hard as we can for carbon zero by 2050 if we want to avoid some of the worst impacts of global warming.
Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, New Zealand's trying to do the right thing. Countries are trying to do the right thing. But talk is cheap, and we need action. We need solid plans people can understand and buy into to reduce their carbon emissions. And we have to do that immediately. But at the same time, we have to be prepared for what's coming, what can't be avoided. And so we're really encouraging the New Zealand government to think very seriously about what is coming with climate impacts, sea level rise, and to make sure we're prepared for them, not wait till it's too late. So, you know, we know what's happening, the science tells us, but it's up to governments in particular to act in a timely manner.
That was VUW's Tim Naish about the recent heat wave in East Antarctica.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.